Hello and welcome to Rhythm and Brews. Today I am joined by no one. That's right, I am flying completely solo today, and I'm here to talk about my favorite solo artists. I was pretty particular with the way I went about choosing the artists on my playlist. I specifically looked at artists who started out as part of a group and then went on to have some level of success as a solo artist. But before I get into my playlist, we'll start with our usual opening segment, BYOB. Today I'm drinking Allagash Triple. The reason I chose this is my most vivid memory of drinking alone is from several months ago when Kat was traveling for work. I was home alone. I just watched The Road with Viggo Mortensen and just threw back a four-pack of Allagash Triple. If you've never had it, I definitely recommend it, especially if you like triples. It is Allagash is one of two major, at least East Coast, breweries that focus on Belgian or Belgian-inspired beers. Of the two, I slightly prefer Omegang just because they have some of my favorite beers of all time, like Rare Voss and Bend the Knee. But Allagash, I think, is slightly more consistent in terms of the quality of their product. They don't have as many misses as Omegang. Like, for me, Omegang's highs are really high, but some of their lows are... They just have a few beers that aren't for me. Anyway, if you've listened to the show before, you know I can talk about Belgian beers for forever. So let's get on with it. It's time to get into my playlist. The first artist I want to talk about is Frank Ocean, which might be a little bit surprising. You probably know him best by his solo work, but he actually started out in a group called Odd Future. They're a hip-hop outfit with a couple of other rappers you might have heard of, like Tyler, the Creator, and Earl Sweatshirt. It's mostly rap, although Frank Ocean does a good amount of singing on it, obviously, but in general, I prefer R&B to hip-hop, so it just makes sense that I prefer Frank Ocean to Odd Future. The song I picked by Frank Ocean for my playlist is a song called Nights. It is off his most recent full-length album, Blonde. I picked it because it's probably my favorite song, and it's kind of the most conventional pop song on the record, in that it has a chorus that repeats and all of that, but it still does a lot of really interesting things musically. There's a big instrumental break in the middle of it. He has a guest verse that starts about halfway through the song, they change up the flow a little bit. It also has some really interesting lyrics. Probably my favorite line is, "Did you call me from a seance? You were from a past life." I just think that's a really cool way to describe somebody coming back into your life that you haven't seen in forever. But yeah, if you like hip-hop, especially kind of out there hip-hop, check out Odd Future, but definitely check out Frank Ocean if you have any interest in alternative R&B. I think it's no coincidence that he is kind of synonymous with that genre. He is just on a level that a few other artists in the genre can touch. The next artist I want to talk about is one of my all-time favorite singer-songwriters, and that is Paul Simon. Obviously, Paul Simon started out as part of Simon & Garfunkel, who I also love. Their music is great, but what I love about Paul Simon's solo stuff is the way that he takes the great pop sensibility that made Simon & Garfunkel so enjoyable, but also does a ton of experimentation within the pop genre. I think if you look at a song like Call Me Al or Obvious Child, those songs feel more like Vampire Weekend songs than Simon & Garfunkel songs to me. They're very ahead of their time in that way. But at the same time, there's no sacrificing of the great hooky songwriting that Paul Simon brought to Simon & Garfunkel. The song I picked from Paul Simon for my playlist is the title track to the album Graceland. What I love most about this song is the way that it captures the promised land mentality that we use to cope with loss and other challenges by telling ourselves, if we can just get to this one end state, if we can just complete this one goal, everything will be all right. Graceland being kind of the metaphor for that end state. And the music does a really good job of capturing that as well, because the verses, from a lyrical standpoint, are covering kind of the hard things that are going on in his life, and the music sounds sad and melancholic. But then when we get to the chorus, the refrain of "I'm going to Graceland," it's suddenly dancey and playful and unserious, and it just really evokes the fantasy of eventually being able to escape your problems. So I just think it's brilliant lyrically and musically, and again, just really captures the thing I love most about Paul Simon, which is his ability to innovate while not sacrificing his ability to write great hooky pop songs. I'm actually going to end my playlist by cheating a little bit. Both of these guys started out in a group called Genesis. Genesis was a kind of a prog pop rock band that both Phil Collins and Peter Gabriel were in. Of the two, I think Peter Gabriel, I guess that's where we'll start. He's kind of looked at as being more substantive, having a little bit more artistic integrity. And he, I would say, is the prog influence of Genesis. You see that more in his solo stuff than you do in Phil Collins. I picked this song because I think it is a great example of how he was able to take some prog rock elements and incorporate them into his pop songs. The time signature for Salisbury Hill is 7-4 mostly, which is really out there for a pop song. Most songs you'd hear on the radio would be 4-4, maybe 6-8 or 3-4, but 7-4 is something you'd hear on like a Rush record. I think the only other well-known song I can think of in 7-4 is Money by Pink Floyd. But that said, it doesn't feel out of place at all. You'd never get the sense that it's an oddly timed song. It doesn't feel out of place on the radio, and I just think that speaks to how well Peter Gabriel was able to synthesize his prog rock roots with his new pop direction in order to create something really cool and different. I love this song, and I love his other singles, Sledgehammer, Big Time, In Your Eyes, all great songs. I don't know if you've ever listened to one of his records all the way through, but the non-singles just don't grab me in the same way. They're not as musically interesting or hooky, in my opinion, but you really can't go wrong with his greatest hits. Of these two Genesis alums, my personal favorite is Phil Collins. I'll freely admit that there's probably no real, like, objective reason behind that. It's just that my parents listened to Phil Collins when I was growing up, so it just really takes me to this nostalgic place that Peter Gabriel doesn't as much. I just remember listening to his greatest hits in the car when I was young and falling in love with the songs because they're less proggy, they're more kind of mainstream pop rock songs. The song I picked for my playlist is called Something Happened on the Way to Heaven. I picked it because I love the chorus. It's some of it doesn't hold up as much. Some of it comes across as a little bit cheesy now, especially the horn section, but the chorus still is a straight up banger for me. It's one of my favorite pop rock choruses of the 80s. I just think this song is infectious. Like, it's everything you want a pop song to be. It makes you want to dance. It's got relatable themes. And like every great 80s pop rock song should, it's got a ripping guitar solo, which, for better or worse, nobody does anymore. I also prefer Phil Collins' voice to Peter Gabriel's. There's just a quality to it that I've never heard in any other singer's voice, and it really grabs me. And it's one of the reasons that the Tarzan soundtrack is like one of my all-time favorite Disney soundtracks. It's basically just a Phil Collins record, which is why I think a lot of real diehard Disney fans like don't give a shit about it. But as far as I'm concerned, the songwriting is top-notch. So shut up and watch the fucking movie. So that's the end of my playlist. There are so many honorable mentions, too many to mention them all. I'd be remiss not to mention Michael Jackson, of course, from the Jackson 5, Justin Timberlake coming from NSYNC, Beyonce from Destiny's Child, Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac. I mean, the list goes on and on. Maybe we'll close out the show with a song from one of those artists. But as always, we're going to end the show with a drinking game. We spent a lot of time talking about solo artists, so now we're going to talk a little bit about guitar solos. The game today is brought to you by Sporkle. I've got a quiz in front of me that I have never played before and I'm probably going to do really bad at, just because I have a feeling it's going to be a lot of classic rock, which is not my area of expertise, but I'm going to play a series of 36 guitar solos. For each one of them, I have to name the song. Again, I've not heard these before. If I have to skip one, if I have to pass, I can't name it before the clip has moved on to the next guitar solo, I've got to take a drink. So we'll see how this goes, and here we go. That is Eruption by Van Halen. This does not ring a bell. Sounds like Santana, but I do not know the song. That is Stairway to Heaven. Sounds so familiar, but I can't place it. So I'll take a drink. That's Layla, the ending of Layla, by Eric Clapton. Oh, I'll take a drink. Don't know that one. I think this is Comfortably Numb. That's Beat It. This would be the second song so far that's got Eddie Van Halen playing the guitar solo. That is Alive by Pearl Jam. Hotel California. That sounds so familiar, but I don't know that one. That is Sympathy for the Devil. Didn't know that one, so I'll take a drink. This is Crazy Train, obviously. Any listeners who are big classic rock guys are probably like screaming at their cell phones right now. This is Walk This Way. That's All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix. I think that is November Rain by Guns N' Roses. No idea. Sounds like the Scorpions or something. This is obviously You Shook Me All Night Long. I feel like I've got one or two catch-up drinks to do here. Some sort of like Southern rock at ZZ Top or something. I don't know the song. This is Texas Flood by Stevie Ray Vaughan. Freebird, of course. You Really Got Me. No idea. My best guess would be Iron Maiden, but I doubt it. It's really falling apart on me at the end here. I don't have a clue about this one. Shit. That's got to be Metallica, but I don't know. I don't know the song. If you're wondering why I've stopped talking, it's just because I'm doing one, you know, full-on chug of my drink through all these songs I don't know. Obviously, that Smells Like Teen Spirit. I smell a comeback. I spoke too soon. I think that's Steely Dan, but I couldn't tell you the name of the song. I think that's Light My Fire by The Doors. Kind of sounds like Jeff Beck to me, but I'm not 100% sure and definitely don't know the song. Definitely Bohemian Rhapsody. Nope, don't know that one. Or this one. Well, I think that's about it. I guess that could have gone worse. I feel like I got at least half of them, which isn't bad since I'm not really a classic rock buff. Anyway, there you have it. The only thing I've got to plug this week is Drinking Buddies. I'm so psyched to say that the Kickstarter campaign has now funded. It's still running for another 10 days, so if you're interested in the game, you can go to wasted-minds.com/Kickstarter to pre-order it now. But other than that, I think that rounds out my plug. So thanks for putting up with this little mini episode experiment that we're trying out this week. Hope you enjoyed it. If you made it all the way through, here's to you. And yes, I just cheersed myself.